Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings here on VOA TV. And today I am joined by such a talented singer-songwriter who has her second album out, and it's called SOS. And even her first album from 2017, Control, is still on the Billboard charts to this very day. It's been, I think, the longest for a female R&B artist. The album is still there, doing well. And now we've got the new album. So congratulations, SZA is with us. How you doing, SZA?
I'm really well, thank you.
It's great to have you on the program. And SOS, does that save our ship, you know, is what it stands for in military. But what does it stand for you?
I'm sorry. I feel like it's definitely a matter of, it's like, it could be save our souls, save ourselves. And for me, it's like saving myself. So yeah. And my friends also call me Sos for short. Yeah.
Oh, they do?
My name's Solana. So they call me Sos for short.
Now, how did you come up with SZA? I think the Wu-Tang Clan had something to do with that.
Yeah, it's part of the divine alphabet, which and each letter stands for an idea. So like S is savior of oneself, Z is zigzag zig, which is like enlightenment of oneself, and then A is for the most high.
Ah, and so, well, it's working for you, obviously. And do you change your personality? Does Solana become somebody different when she says it, when you're about to go on stage?
No. I'm all the same person. I'm equally as nervous. I'm just as nauseous. I'm the same person.
You get nauseous? Come on.
I get so nauseous.
I saw you on Saturday Night Live, you know, and you performed Shirt and Blind. Why did you choose those songs?
Well, I really wanted to. Blind was an unexpected, like, request. Everyone wanted to hear that full song, and I was like, okay, this is a cool opportunity to just kind of let them into the album without giving away all of the album. And then I was gonna do Nobody Gets Me, but they wanted me to amend some words because in the beginning it's like a little harsh, so they wanted but I was like, dang, if they've never heard it before, then it's not a good time to do it for the first time.
Right. Wow, you got some nails going on there, girl. That's
Oh, it was for SNL. These were for dramatic effects.
Oh, that's for the show? Oh, wow. I love it.
I still have to take them off.
So I want to talk about, you know, the younger SZA when you were growing up. I read somewhere that you were once bullied.
Yeah, hardcore.
Really?
Yeah.
You were bullied? Mm-hmm. You don't look like the kind of girl that put up with that nonsense.
Oh, man. I definitely was not bullied for being meek per se. I was just bullied for being different and like awkward, but also with a mouth on me. So it was definitely a bit of both. I was definitely spicy, but it was also a dog pile in a sense. Yeah.
Do you have advice?
It was harsh.
For your fans, people tuning in?
I feel like most of the people doing the bullying are dealing with some weird misplaced like frustration or anger. Maybe they're suffering with stuff at home, whatever. But I will say that being that person led me into the space now where I feel like deep empathy for like my fans and for anyone I come in contact with, because I know what it's like to not feel heard or important or looked over or not listened to or respected or seen fully as who I am. And I just want to make sure everybody else feels that way. It also pushed me to like want more for myself, because I feel like sometimes high school feels like everything. And it's like, if high school sucks and doesn't go well, then it's like you're ruined for the rest of your life. But I really, really, if you could just make it past high school and believe that there's more for you and that God has planned for you, I feel like that's the best way to get to the other side. And it's like, you can remove yourself from those people and try not to internalize it. It's so hard not to internalize it, but sometimes you can alchemize that too. And it's like, it's hard when you're in the moment, but I definitely alchemized mine in the sense where it's like, dang, I have no friends in school, so I want to see what else is out in the world. I want to remove myself and get into a place where I feel just like more. I had to validate myself because I wasn't validated in school. And I think that played a huge part in everything. And I think sometimes learning that lesson early is important. So I definitely want everyone to know that, like, it's about you validating yourself however you need to find that. And these kids in school are literally just, like, lost. And none of them will be in the same place 10 years from now.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you need validation, 7.5 billion streams will do that for you right away. That is a big number.
It is. I'm definitely in awe and in deep gratitude every day, and shock mostly.
The most streamed female R&B artist, and she's here with us today. SZA is with us now. Why did you wait 5 years for the second album?
Maybe my anxiety gets the best of me, and just like wanting to put out the best product, and like, or just wanting to put out something that I felt speaks for me, or just not feeling ready, like in my spirit, just feeling like, nah, something's telling me not right now. And I don't know what it is, but yeah, it's weird. It's a weird feeling.
And the songs, you wrote all the songs.
I did, yeah.
So tell me the story. Are these things that you've experienced? Are these things you see others experiencing? Where did you get the motivation for these songs?
Definitely all things that I experienced, but also just trying to speak from a different perspective, like things that I thought I worked through, like maybe breakups, like with my ex-fiance, and writing Nobody Gets Me, like with him in mind, but realizing how hard that was to move on after like 11 years with somebody, and like just processing life, etc. But and just like needing to like heal that space and close that circle for myself. Yeah.
SZA's with us, and the album was recorded in Hawaii?
Partially, yeah. I record a lot in Hawaii, actually. But yeah, we made a nice little chunk of it out there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that influence your writing or your recording? Because I think someone wrote that this album, the sounds are soul, they're R&B, they're jazz, they're even surf. So I was thinking, surf? SZA doing surf? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think there's rock on there. I think some of it is pop, some of it is like country, some of it is ballad, some of it is R&B, some of it is rap. I think it's just all part of who I am. I don't consider myself to be an R&B artist, so I feel like and even with songs like Kill Bill being number one right now, it's not an R&B song, and I feel like even that expresses more about who I am as a creative. And I feel like it's really important for all of us to get past like barriers of any kind, aesthetic barriers, sonic barriers, and just allow things to be music that permeates all barriers and boundaries of who we deem ourselves to be, or how others see us in the world. Yeah.
Pleasure to talk to you. It's refreshing, you know, to
thank you very much.
Oh no, seriously. I was so excited when, you know, I mean, Theola from the record label said, yes, we've got the interview with SZA. Because I've been asking for years, as she will tell you. So I'm so thrilled to be able to have show.
She was very, very excited for me to do this, and she advocated super.
Well, you've been nominated for an Oscar, nominated for a Golden Globe. You've worked with just about everybody in the business. Of course, you won Grammys with Doja Cat. You've worked with Travis Scott, Kendrick Lamar. The new album has collaborations. I mentioned Travis Scott. You know, he's one of the collaborations on the new album. And you've got a whole bunch of others. Do you feel more comfortable when you're collaborating with people? Because you've had a lot. You Khalid, Rihanna, you've collaborated with everybody.
I have. I really, sometimes collabs make me more nervous. I can't front. I feel like I feel most comfortable by myself. And like, I got to the end of this album before I realized that I needed features. And you know, Travis just rushed in there with a buzzer beater for me and didn't leave me hanging. I'm super grateful for that. Same with Dawn, and Phoebe was actually one of the earlier features, and I was still at the last minute, but she showed up and just was such a light of joy and like comedy. Like, I just love her. She's great. But I definitely feel like I'm so locked into my mind, sometimes I can get really singular and not think about how other people can like play a part in expanding an idea, or just giving things more energy.
Well, you give people good days. That's what you do. You give people good
days.
Thank
you. Yes. Thank you.
SZA, the new album is SOS, and you've got a tour that starts in February. I think you're coming to DC at the end of February, if I'm not mistaken.
I sure am.
Is this a US only tour for the time being? I think 17 dates.
So we're gonna do US. I'm positive that we're gonna do international. I'm not sure when that's gonna be or how it's gonna go. It's my first arena tour. I'm so grateful and excited and anxious and scared and all those things. And I'm excited to embark on a whole new journey that like really teaches me how to expand who I am as an artist and like really dig deeper and grow. So
where do you
I'm anxious, but I'm excited.
Where do you want to play? Give me your wish list.
My wish list?
Yeah.
I'd love to pack out Madison Square Garden. I'd love to go to New Zealand again, but like just have they have the best energy at their shows. I've never put I'm sorry?
Have you played Japan?
I haven't. I was just about to say, Asia, outside of, I only did Malaysia and Indonesia, but outside of, I would love to do Japan. I would love to just, like, really touch places I've never been before. I just did Global Citizen in Ghana, which was very, very, very exciting and shocking that they even knew, like, my music. And I don't know why, I just thought that like there's just so much more important things happening in the world and I'm so far away from home, I just didn't imagine that they would ever care about me or like want to like sing my song. So that was really beautiful to discover.
Well, one of the areas that VOA is popular is Africa and Ghana and Ethiopia and Nigeria and Rwanda and Zimbabwe.
Wow. Yeah,
so we are on there, we are playing your music, and hopefully some of those people knew the words because they listened to VOA, and now they have a chance to hear from you and meet you. And wow, I'm shaking, you know.
No.
The photo of your album, I see you're sitting on a diving board over the water, wearing a St. Louis Blues shirt, of course.
Yeah.
Hockey fan you are. and so from St. Louis, Missouri, right? The people from
exactly.
Missouri, they know a local. But so what that board that you're hanging out on, is that real or is that a special effect? Are you
no,
really?
That's real. It's just that, and you can see on my album trailer, it exposes more of the scene. It's like, it was like this wobbly diving board. It was going like this as I walked out. It was insane. And I was really, I like love thrills. So I wasn't like mortified, but I was like a little terrified and I loved it though. It was great. And it was freezing. The water was so cold. I was just like, please, if I fall in, let me at least just get the shot first. But yeah.
So I mentioned all the collaborations. If you could pick someone you want to record with, living or deceased, you want to do a collaboration, who is on your wish list?
Oh man, I wish I got a chance to collaborate with Prince. That would have been incredible. I wish I got a chance to just learn from Nina Simone. I would love to have been, I would love to collaborate with, I would love to collaborate with Frank Ocean. I would love to collaborate with, I don't know. I feel like, oh, I've never made a song with John Mayer. That would be crazy. But people that really affected my, and Bjork, like people that really affected my high school and like experience of just feeling really locked into that, even Avril Lavigne or any of those people, or Jay-Z would be insane. But yeah. But.
Wow. Well, I love you, SZA. We love your music. The VOA audience loves your music. And I'm honored that you, I know you're not feeling well, but you've been so gracious with your time to be able to chat with us. And before we go and say goodbye, is there a shout out to the troops? You want to say something to the military who are tuning in around the world?
Of course. I just want to say to all the brave troops, we love you. We're grateful for your service and your time and your energy and for keeping us all safe. And I pray that you continue to be protected in all ways, in all spaces of the globe, all corners of the world. And even those that are training here at home, we thank you and we honor you and we just pray the best for you. And I hope to see you soon.
What are your socials so people can find you?
My Instagram, I think is just at SZA, or just, I'm sorry, I should know this, is at SZA, and then my Twitter is at SZA as well. I feel like something is just SZA, but I'm not sure, and I think it's those two, just at SZA. I'm
when
sorry.
When you get to your level, you've got people, your people handling.
No, it's so weird. I don't know why I don't pay attention to that. I know that it was just SZA for a long time, and then I think I actually got the handle. We like strong-armed it from somebody that also had that handle. So it might be at SZA. Now I know they got to see me.
What a thrill to have you on. Thank you, SZA. I really appreciate your time and doing this with us. SOS is the new album. Everybody needs to get a copy of the new album and check her out when she's on tour. And let us know about the international tour date so we can make sure and promote that for you and get everybody filling those arenas for you. And thank you for doing this. Feel better. Have a great new year. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Oh, man, I don't believe in those. I feel like every chance that you get to start over, whenever your brain is ready, you should do it. Whether it's once a day, once a week, once a month, every opportunity is a new opportunity to start over and make it better. So I believe that everybody take advantage of your daily opportunities for resolutions and change and growth. Yeah.
And you're with your family.
Yeah, that's all I could ever want is my parents here, and hopefully we'll get to like do something cool together, but that's all I needed.
Does your dad still work at CNN?
He doesn't anymore. No, I didn't know that you knew that. Both my parents are retired. Yeah. Yeah, my daddy.
I told you I'm a stalker. I told you.
He worked at CNN for over 30 years. Like, I think over 36 years, a long time. Yeah.
Well, he's, thank you. What a pleasure to have you. I know that, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but you know, You're a gift to music and a gift to the entertainment world and an inspiration to so many people, you know, around
thank
the world.
So thank you very much. Thank you.
No, thank you. SZA's our guest. SOS is the album. Thank you for watching. This is Border Crossings.